Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
And we're back on Inside Black and Gold. I am Jeff Nowak, coming at you solo today after the final open practice of Saints OTAs. We will have mandatory minicamp this time next week. That is three practices. They are all open to the media, so it's going to be a treasure trove of content coming at you from those. And then we will have a month break before, a month, give or take, month and a half almost, before the full training camp, which typically starts the final weekend of July. July 28th would be my guess, somewhere around there. And at that point, we'll also be hearing about Alvin Kamara's court date. Marcus May also has a court date around that time for the DUI that never ends, right? I guess it's still going through the courts, which is crazy to me because it happened in 2020, but there's also a jury trial, which is strange, I think, for a DUI. But either way, we'll get into that when we have to. For now, I want to talk more about Michael Thomas. And before we get into anything, let's just hear from Mike himself. I trimmed down his interview from today. I'm just going to play the whole thing for you. Here's what he had to say when we got to talk to him after today's practice.
We're going for training camp. We're going to be ready for training camp. First day one out there with the team, ready to go full speed, just like the old days and what everyone's used to.
Like, that's the first time we've seen you out there. What was it like just to, be back out
there? Oh, it's a blessing. Anytime I get to put on the Saints uniform and contribute it and put on the 13, the black and gold, just to come out here and be around the guys, the camaraderie, that's what I miss the most. Just talking ball. A lot of guys from my school here. It's just, for me, it's the older version of just going to school, I guess, really. Like, first day of school, that's kind of what it felt like. Just being around the guys, the camaraderie, talking football with Derek, getting on the same page, talking to the coaches, just game planning, just basically building that camaraderie to be able to build something special and chase something special and win a lot of games.
What's that been like, getting to know Derek and just talking football with
them? Oh, he's been amazing. I can't wait to play with him and just be out there and execute and create something special with him, a connection, Just like the way he demands the huddle, the sense of urgency, just the way he handles himself. It's just, he's a pro. He's great for these young guys to see. His demeanor, just everything, just watching him from when he gets in the building, kind of like how Drew was. You could watch Drew from when he's watching film. You can learn from him when he's in the locker room. You can learn from him anywhere in the building. You can just learn something different from them that makes them how they are. And I respect them a lot. And I'm always watching them and just talking football with him. He loves football. Man, he wants to win just like I want to win. He's just very disciplined. He's on top of his stuff. He came here for a reason, like he says, even though he says it in the media. That's the same type of, like, confidence I hear in his voice. He came here for a reason to win. You can hear that. You can feel the sense of urgency. He loves ball. It's not hard working with him, and it's not hard, like, showing up and just doing what he asks you to do. It's pretty much going to be a good thing on the other end if we execute. He tells me what to do. I tell him where I'm going to be, and we're on the same page. We can execute at a high level against anyone.
Mike, was it a pretty easy decision for you to come back here? I know you guys have done
Oh, yeah. I love football. This is what I like to do. I enjoy football. This is where I spend my offseason training to become a better football player. All my lifestyles, from nutrition to off-the-field stuff to on-the-field stuff, is all about just football and just, like, becoming a better player. So coming and showing up to do football activities. It's not never been a hard thing for me.
I meant re-signing with the Saints, so in general, when you're kind of contracting.
Oh, I mean, that was kind of like, I mean, to me, in my world, I feel like that's just like really like, you know, fluff and, you know, just getting contracts done. But I feel like the organization knows my value. I feel like we're on the same page. We have a very good relationship, no matter how the narrative may be. I feel like we've always had, between me and anyone in the front office, we've always had great communication. And it was like, I don't feel like I ever like left or had to sign a contract. It was just the fact that maybe I was injured and it was just off-season talk. But besides that, I knew I was always going to be playing here. I knew I would be the receiver. I knew our priorities for off-season was to get a quarterback and put some pieces around us. So I was always involved. So the other stuff I can't really control yet.
But yeah, so that's Mike Thomas. That was him after practice today. I will say that he talked to us because he wanted to talk to us, I think, because we were not – when you're injured, you do not have to talk to the media. Like, no one was expecting him to go up there and talk for 5-10 minutes, but he did. And, you know, I think there is a level of maturity with Mike Thomas that has grown the last few years, I think partially because – of the challenges he's faced to get on the field, right? Like, it's really difficult to be this arrogant, you know, star player when you have been on the field for 10 games in 3 seasons. But I did appreciate the energy that he brought to the field. Like, you watch him out there, and I can play some of these clips again, but he's very clearly just dying to get on the field with his teammates, and he's just unable to do it. And that's frustrating for him. It's frustrating for everybody, but you can tell that he's there to work with Derek Carr. You can tell he's there to learn from Derek Carr. One of the things that Derek talked about is, you know, everyone knows how to play football in this group. You know, you're not splitting the atom, but there are really kind of fine details that quarterback and receiver have to be on the same page about. Every quarterback throws the ball a little differently. Every quarterback delivers the ball a little differently. And so that's kind of what they were figuring out. Because you don't typically see the three quarterbacks break off to a side field for 10 minutes and just work with one receiver who is not actually involved in the team drills. That's what happened today. And I think there is an investment in getting that done. And so, yeah, it was cool to see him show up because he didn't have to be there. And we talked about this last week. I don't think it's an issue that he didn't show up for the first two. I don't think it would have been an issue if he didn't show up today. You have next week. You have 3 practices. You have an entire training camp to get on the same page. But I think it does show an investment that is good to see. I think that overreacting to people not being there is still silly. I think overreacting to a guy like Marshawn not being there would be silly. Same with Alvin Kamara. Same with Ryan Ramczyk. But I think it does show a level of investment from Mike Thomas that people have questioned repeatedly over the last 4 or 5 years, whether he wants to be here, whether he wants to be traded. I mean, based on what I have seen and based on what I have heard, I don't know if that's ever been a conversation beyond, okay, well, you're not able to get on the field and we are paying you a lot of money. So we got to figure something out so that it's more equitable for everyone involved. That's what happened. That's the deal you're on. And hopefully you can get through the season and see a Mike Thomas that earns a new contract, right? Because we haven't seen that since 2019. Last year, I think week 1, he proved that he can still do it at an NFL level. But week 3 proved that his feet are still letting him down. So until we see him get through 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, dare I say 9 games in a row without having to leave with an injury, you're always going to have it in the back of your mind. Is he just, you know, a glass doll? Can he get through the season, especially from his legs, at a high level? And I don't know. Here's what Dennis Allen had to say. You know, one thing that Mike said was, okay, I'm aiming for training camp and I am planning to be a full go at training camp. Dennis Allen was asked, you know, what the plans were for him next week, that sort of thing. Here's what he had to say.
I think it probably still remains to be seen. If he does anything, I wouldn't expect it to be a lot. Our focus is getting him ready for training camp. And I think that's where myself, him, really our whole organization, that's really what our focus is, getting him ready to go for training camp. So I like where he's at.
You feel like in camp that he'll be able to do everything that he needs to do?
That's our hope and our expectation. So, I wish I had the crystal ball to say exactly what he'll be ready to do, but I think all our energy is focused on getting him ready to go in training camp, and we're excited about it. Mike's an important piece to our offense, and when he's playing at the level that he's capable of playing at, we're a much better offense.
How much significance do you place on when a guy of his stature shows up and does whatever he can do in a voluntary situation like this? Is it?
Yeah, look, Mike's always been a great team guy, we kind of had this plan kind of mapped out where he's going to focus on his rehab. He's got a lot of people that he works with to help him get himself right and get him hopefully ready to go in training camp. So it's great to have him back out here.
Following up on that, what can you do for the team just to see a guy like that roll out to practice though? When he doesn't have
Look, I think everybody feels that energy when he's here. I think it's important for him to be here, and he wants to be here. And he's excited about what we can potentially do this season.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
So what Dennis said there, we're going to have minicamp next week. Expect to see basically what you saw today from Mike Thomas. Nothing is going to change in a week that's going to allow him to suddenly be a full participant in these drills. But from what Mike said, from what DA said, the plan is to be full speed ahead on day one of training camp. That's always been the plan. Nothing has changed, but it is good to see Mike out there moving around. I would guess against the advisement of trainers to an extent, because if you look at all the other guys who are out there not working, who aren't wearing the padded helmets, who are just kind of watching and kind of working with coaches, they're not running around, right? Kendra Miller, I have not seen him break into a jog since we've been out there for OTAs. Mike is already doing that, and I have a feeling it's because he's doing it of his own volition. He might not be cleared to do some of that work, but he's going to do it because that's just what he does. I think Jarvis Landry last year talked about how during training camp, there were points that Mike was not clear to get in a drill and he would just line up and do the drill anyway. That's just kind of his DNA. But I do think this idea that there is friction between the team and Mike beyond any normal, like just off-season frustration or maybe some frustration with the training staff is overblown. I don't think it's ever existed. It's always just been a question of how can we make this work? And Mike understands that, the team understands that, and you're going to go forward just hoping that you can get something representative of the 2019 Michael Thomas, right? What percentage of that can you get, and how can that help your offense? That's where we're going to go from here. We did talk to Derek Carr. He said, everyone's just excited to have Mike in the building. One thing he talked about was, how Mike runs routes. And I do think that's what makes it a little difficult for him when you're coming back from lower body injuries. And this is what Derek Carr had to say.
Yeah, he's a violent route runner. There's a few guys that are like that. I won't start naming them because people get offended, there's very few guys that run such violent routes and catch the ball and get back downhill. Like, a lot of guys like to catch that ball and dance around. Like, he gets north and south, he turns what should be second and five into second and two, and that right there changes a football game, to the naked eye, it's just another slant, or it's just another this route, or it's just another over, but it's not, he catches it. It's just another stick route, but what he's doing after the catch, what he's doing, when he's rolling, he dictates, coverages. You have to account for him, because he's so talented. He's so aggressive at the catch point, when even if he is covered, you can still throw it out there and he can body him up in his hand. He extends his hands, strong hands, He's a bigger receiver, so you can trust him with those kind of throws as well. The back shoulder throws, he can win over the top and catch those, you know, late hands. And, you know, those are the things that as I was watching the film, like, it's very attractive, you know, to me, especially when you get all the pieces going, you know, and you add them all and they're all healthy and they're all there. You know, it's what it could be. Sounds fun, you know. It's not, we're not there yet, but it, you know, sure sounds exciting, you know, when you think about it.
And yeah, so what he's talking about there is Mike is a very violent route runner. And it is very true. Go watch Mike Thomas play. Go watch him in training camp. Go watch him in practice. Go watch him wherever. He runs like he's angry at the ground, right? Like, and that's why you have these sharp cuts and you're able to create separation. Even though he doesn't have that top end speed, he's able to just separate using violence with his hands and with his feet. Like, seriously, go watch clips of Michael Thomas. Do not watch his hands. Don't watch his upper body. Watch his feet. Watch how quickly he can plant and change direction. And that's how he gets open. And that's how he creates just that sliver of separation. And then he has the strongest hands in the world to go catch the ball. And it will not come out of there because they're vice gripped, right? That's the type of skill set that I think makes it difficult when you're coming back from a foot injury or coming back from an ankle injury, because he's not going to change that part of his game. He just needs to make sure he can do it. And so that's what you're looking for day one of training camp, day 10 of training camp, week four of training camp, week one of the regular season. Is he going to be able to play with that level of violence without his legs, without his body letting him down? That's the question. But one way or another, whatever the answer to that question is, it's a really good sign to see him out there. It is really encouraging. He wants to be there. Derek Carr wants him to be there. The Saints want him to be there. Saints fans want him to be there. And he's there. Works for me. All right, this is Inside Black and Gold. I'm Jeff Nowak. We're going to come back with one more segment, quick mailbag. So stick around. This is Inside Black and Gold. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do that. Leave a rating, review, wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll be right back.